Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is that you're listening to this podcast. I want to welcome you to Mo Living with Lorna B, the podcast. You guys, thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time, please, please like, subscribe, share with others. Tell them about Mo Living with Lorna B. Really quickly, I'm a believer, I'm a wife, I'm a mom of two awesome kids. I'm a teacher of life skills for real. I teach adults life skills for the state of Alabama. And I just love to encourage, motivate, and inspire through my podcast, through Facebook, and through Instagram, you guys. On this podcast, you're just going to hear me talk about life and try to encourage and uplift myself as well as others through this thing we call just life, and we call it a journey. Today is a very big day. Today, we finally found out who our president-elect is. President-elect is Joe Biden. Vice president-elect, Kamala Harris. And I must say that I'm very thankful, very grateful to live in this moment. Now, I might have a variety of listeners. I'm not sure. But some people today in America probably are very upset, while others, like myself, are very grateful, very thankful, because I truly believe my feelings are that this president-elect gives us some hope to get back to equality, some hope to get back to some peace. Some hope to get back to love. Some hope to get back to decency in the White House. Our president here in America represents the people, right? Okay? Donald Trump was my president for 4 years. He was. It's nothing you can say about it. He was. Okay? He has 3 more months. It is what it is. But he did not represent me as an African-American mother, married to an African-American man with 2 beautiful, awesome African-American children. He represented division, in my opinion. Remember that. He represented hate. He represented inequality. He talked about people of color. He disrespected people with disabilities. When I work with my students daily, and I love my students, my uncle has a disability. I just couldn't believe when he would mock people with disabilities. He doesn't care about anyone but himself and some money. When he's tweeted all these tweets to incite racism and hatred and bigotry, it was just ridiculous. And this is who has represented us for 4 years. Now, I'm not going to say Biden's going to come in and all of this is going to be wiped away. Absolutely not. Not in 4 years. But it gives us some hope. We now have a leader, the elect president, that will come back and actually represent all people. America's a big melting pot. Okay? America's full of Caucasians, full of African Americans, full of Hispanics, Asian Americans. I mean, we are so diverse. And we need a president and a vice president who are actually here to represent the entire country, not a select few. So I'm so excited and so thankful that we turned up to the polls and we voted for what we thought was right. Now, if you voted, you did your part. If you didn't vote, you don't have anything to say. And the numbers don't lie. Every vote counts. So it is what it is. But as a mother of African-American children, I could look at Carrington today and tell her, look at Kamala Harris. Look at her. African-American woman, now the first female vice president ever in America. You can do anything. You can be anyone you want to be, Carrington. Work hard. Keep God first, number one. Work hard and treat people right. God don't like ugly. And one thing about it, he will fight our battles for us. But we have to do our best and allow God to do the rest. I am praying for unity for the country. I am praying for more love. I am praying for hate to please die down in the name of Jesus. I am praying that we can respect each other, no matter the differences, no matter the shade of your skin, no matter what you believe in, no matter what your religion is, that we can daily go to school, go to work, go to stores, go shopping, and we can deal with each other respectfully daily. That's all. And get our country back to being the best country in the world. Amen. It's going to take work from all of us. And it starts at home. But I thank God for this day. I thank God for allowing me to see this moment, be in this moment. And I encourage everyone to sit in the moment. If you have children, please discuss this moment with your children. And I'm praying for peace, love, unity, and understanding. God, please help America, and please bless America. But America, we have to do our part. You guys, I'm going to get off here. I knew I wasn't going to hold you long. Please continue to check me out on Instagram, Facebook, and here on my podcast, Mo' Living with Lorna B. On Facebook is Lorna B. Curry, but Instagram and my podcast, Mo' Living with Lorna B. I am accepting engagements. I know the corona numbers, the COVID numbers are going up, but I'm accepting safe engagements, you know, protocols, masks, everything sanitized. So just message me if you would like me to come speak at any of your events. God always gets the victory. And when he wins big. You guys, I love you, but most of all, God loves you. More blessings. Peace.